Alexander Stevens from Georgia once said he could get more men to run to hear him speak and less to vote for him than any man in the country. One of his sometimes political ally, sometimes political rival, John C. Calhoun from South Carolina, once said, "I don't like Clay. He's a bad man, an imposter, a creator of wicked schemes. I wouldn't speak to him, but by God, I love him." Horace Greeley, the newspaper editor, later statesman and presidential candidate, when asked to go hear him speak, said, "No, sir, I am his adversary, and I choose not to subject myself to his fascination." A newspaper article once referred to Clay as a gambler, a drinker, a profuse consumer of tobacco, and a turner of the night into the day. Guilty. One of his biggest adversaries in the House of Representatives and later in the Senate was John Randolph from Virginia, a man that he got into many verbal spats with, but also dueled and shot at while Secretary of State. Can you imagine that? The sitting Secretary of State dueling a sitting U.S. Senator. When John Randolph passed away, he put in his will a stipulation that he be buried facing west so that he could keep his eye on Henry Clay.